Sorry, now. The I wanted to ask the question, which there's not a definitive answer, and that is, does Yosef forgive his brothers in the end? Does Yosef forgive his brothers? We're going to see evidence that suggests that he does, that he doesn't, and we'll see where we go. So, let's read the Psukim. Psukim in Perek Mem Hei, Pasuk Gimel. So, Vayomer Yosef El Achav, Yosef says to his brothers, Ani Yosef, I am Yosef, Ha'od Avi Chai. Is my father still alive? The brothers cannot answer him because they are afraid of him. Yosef says to his brothers, come close to me. They came close. And he says, Yosef, I am Yosef, your brother. That you sold me to Egypt. Now, do not be sad. And don't be angry. That you sold me here, because God sent me here, I guess, source of food, to provide for food for you. We've had 2 years of famine in the land. This will be another 5 years, whether we know plowing or harvesting. Hashem sent me before you to place before you to be a remnant of the land to give you life and to save you. And now, lo atem shlachtem osi hena, you didn't send me here. Ki ha Elokim, God sent me here. And he made me this great leader. And he tells them that to go and to go to my father and tell that Yosef, right? And then he says, you know, tell your father that Yosef's alive, etc., etc. And Pasuk Yudalid, we'll skip to there. Vayipol al tzavei Binyamin achiv, vayef uVinyamin b'chal al tzavarav. He cries on the neck of Binyamin. Binyamin cries on his neck. Vayina Sheikh Lakalachav, he kisses to all his brothers. Vayev Kalevi cries over them as well. Vachem Dibru Echavito, and afterwards his brothers spoke with him. So that is Yosef disclosed it then to his brothers. Does it sound like that he forgives them? What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Everyone thinks he forgives them?
Well, he doesn't say it straight out, but it sounds like he's saying it was all God's plan.
It was all God's plan. It. Okay, so
God
he's like,
did it. It wasn't you guys.
It was God's plan. Okay.
But this is a little bit strange that he uses, I'm Yosef, you, the one that you sold.
That you sold. So he's reminding
us. A little bit.
Right. I'm Yosef, the one who you sold. Yeah. So maybe he still has to mention they sinned. Okay. Now, sorry. After Yaakov dies in Perek Nun, so Pasuk Yadal, V'yashav Yosef Mitzrayim, Ahu v'achav v'chol ha'olim ito likboros aviv, achrei kavros aviv. So they returned to Egypt. Yosef returns to Egypt, and everyone who went to bury the father after Yaakov dies. Then in Perek Nun, Pasuk Tezva, V'yiru achrei Yosef kimeis avihem. The brothers of Yosef see that their father died. They said, "Lu yistamina Yosef, maybe Yosef will hate us." Vashev yashiv lanos kol ra asher gamalnu aso, and he's going to return all the evil which we did to him. So, and then vayatzavu al Yosef limor avicha tziva lifnei Moshe limor, and they command to Yosef, saying, "Your father commanded for us that saying, kol sum li Yosef, this is what you should say to Yosef. Ana sana pesha achecha v'chatasim ki ra gamalucha." Okay, so they say basically they lie. And they say that they tell Yosef that Yaakov commanded them before he died, saying that basically bear their sin, forgive them, don't. So do they think that Yosef forgave?
No.
No, so they don't think that Yosef forgave them. And Yosef, again, he cries, Vayev Yosef, but I brought me love. He cries when they tell him this, and Yosef says again, you know, Pasuk Yotes. Yosef says to them, "Al tira'u, don't be afraid. Ki asachas el kimani, my instead of God. Atem chashavtem alai ra, you thought to do bad to me. Elokim chashav Torah. Don't worry, God thought it should be for good. Laman aseh aso kayom hazeh lachiosam rav, in order to do like this day, to cause a large nation to live. Val tal tirol, don't be afraid. Anochi achalkel eschem estabchem, I will sustain you and your children. Vayinachem osam v'dibrelibam, and he comforted them, and he spoke, to their hearts. So, does Yosef forgive them here? Again, does it seem like he forgives them? Or
sounds like he does.
Sounds like he does. So now, are you looking at this? Can the brothers just not believe that Yosef basically forgive them? Maybe they're thinking about, remember what happened with the father? Remember when Esav said that, I'm waiting for Yitzchak to die, then I'm going to get back at Yaakov. Are they thinking about this? That maybe, waiting, that Yosef's waiting, they're waiting for Yaakov to die, maybe. In other words, are their feelings justified or not?
Well, isn't the pasuk when it says, Vayirach Yosef ki meis avihem, isn't that he separated, he didn't eat with them anymore, Yosef?
Right, so maybe there's something going on there. So again, on the one hand, Yosef, he says initially, come close. When he discloses the entity, he says, come close. Vaigashi love Yehudah. Yehudah comes close. Those have coming close. Maybe a sense of warmth. The idea of when Yosef says it's part of Hashem's plan. So what is he saying? Is he saying, he could be saying one of two things, right? He could be saying, you did bad. He said, don't worry, it's okay, because it's all part of Hashem's plan. Or he can say, notwithstanding what you tried to do, it's part of Hashem's plan. I'm just saying there are two ways you can understand what Yosef is saying. Now, and I think the Mefarshim, you can read the Mefarshim, they could be split. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that he says part of Hashem's plan. In the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, in Perek Mem Pasuk Dalet, Vayomer Yosef Geshuna Ani Yosef Achichem. So he says, Tom, notice that Yosef says twice that I am Yosef, your brother. Right? What does he say? He says that he says twice, I am Yosef. The Tzad Shira Shalo Anu Chashas the Beis Devar. Since he saw that they didn't answer him, he was concerned with two things. So Achad, one idea. Shepachadu mimenu, they were afraid of him. V'lo yachlu lashiv kiboshes ganav ki matzei. Maybe they weren't able to respond. Then maybe they were like they felt like they were embarrassed. They're like a thief that was caught. V'abei shloheminuhu shu Yosef. They didn't believe he was Yosef. L'zeamar keneged sada yirasha tem yirim v'nivhalusam lo tachushu l'davar. Based on the concern that you're afraid that. That you're afraid, don't be afraid. Don't be concerned with anything. Ki ani Yosef achichem. I am Yosef, your brother. Perush misnaheg imachem b'midas ha'achva. Uchi lohaya hadavar hahu. Ani Yosef achichem. I am Yosef, your brother. I still view myself as your brother. Don't worry about it. This sounds like he's forgiving them. Right? Gam samach lomar achichem shemachartim lomar. He also said, I am Yosef, your brother, whom you sold. Why is he saying that? Afilu bizman hamecher lo kasa ayin ein ha'ach b'imene. Even when you sold me, I still felt that sense of brotherhood. So here Yosef is speaking warmly to them. Okay? So he says, that's his point. In other words, that's why he says, mechartem osi. Okay. So that's...
It seems to me that usually... And you want to forgive, or you're forgiving a person, you don't want to say that,
right,
whatever the other person said. So the fact that he says it here,
right,
he goes in the other direction about it to say.
Right, in other words, maybe he's saying, he's reminding them of what they did. So, I'm saying, I would not have read it like the Or HaChaim HaKadosh reads it. He wants to say, I am Yosef. Everything's for the best. Hashem always has a plan. I'm not upset at you. Very holy man, this Yosef is. Okay? Forgive them. Part of Hashem's plan. However, and another school of thought, let's say Rabbeinu Bachaye. You can read a lot of, I'm just reading you a couple of pieces from, you know, a couple of Mefarshim, but you can really go through them and see how to read each piece of this. Rabbeinu Bachaye makes the point, this is next week's Parsha, that Yosef cried when he spoke with them. Techa, she's Kirilo Aviv, Bacha, Legodo Ava, Vinichmu Rachma. When the brothers mentioned about his father, he started crying. And he felt merciful. His brothers asked for mercy. But the Torah never says that he forgave them. And already, Chachamim, the Rabbeinu Zichronam Livracha, already our rabbis explained, Shekol mi shechata lechavero va'asa tshuva eno nimchal olam ashi ratzes chavero. So he said very simply, you don't forgive someone until they appease you. Even it says that Yosef comforted them and spoke to their hearts. It seems that maybe there was some appeasement. We never find that Yosef forgives them. That Yosef will bear their sin. Wow. They die with the punishment, without the forgiveness of Yosef. Because it can only be, their sin can be atoned, only with his forgiveness. Now, according to Rabbeinu Bachaye, he never explicitly forgave them. Maybe because they never asked for forgiveness. We can think about that for a bit. When Yosef tells them, come close. So some of Farshim say, he tells him close to show that he had a bris milah. That's why. I tell you here, the Midrash HaGadol. It's not because he'd come close, like all warmth and emotional. He wanted to show that he was an identifying mark.
A little bit before this, whenever I read this, I get the sense that he forgave them and he leaves everything behind the moment that Yehuda says he cannot stay, I'm staying still.
Right.
Then he immediately says that Yosef and your brother.
No, I think it's clear. Listen, I think it's clear that he sees a change in their behavior. The question is, it's enough for him to disclose his identity that he's done some tshuva, but is it enough for him to fully forgive them? I'm just saying, you could reconcile, but the question is, can it be a full reconciliation? Exactly. And I'm just saying, it's not 100% slam dunk that he forgave them. You say, never, like he says, no, it's okay, come back. I want us to be together, live together. I wanted to take care of you. But Rabbeinu Chaya just points out, he never explicitly forgives him. And I keep saying, Rashi, and this is your point, Judah, you just mentioned, next week's Parsha, when the brothers see that Yosef's, that the father dies, Mahu Vayiru, what does it mean that they saw? He kiru b'misasa esol Yosef. They recognize that the death of Yosef, they used to eat together. And once Yaakov dies, they don't eat together anymore. Now, they give reasons for this. They say that, I think it was that Yosef, there are reasons, because maybe, like, now Yosef will see that he's lording over them because he's in charge. They give some reasons, but on a simple level, it seems that he's creating some kind of distance. And there's even a Midrash Tanchuma, which says, "Vayiru achi Yosef kimeis aviyam umara." What do they see now? Shepachu, they're afraid. El shero ba'eish shechazu mikviros aviyam ro sheholich Yosef devarach aloso abor shechu achav basocho. He recited a bracha. Then when they passed by the pit that they threw him in, he made a bracha. What did he make a bracha? They see chayv adu levarach al makom shenasul aneis. You're supposed to make a bracha if a miracle happened to you. You're supposed to say, Baruch HaMakom, bless God, She'asha li nes makom hazeh. Imagine saying in front of the brothers, Baruch HaTah Hashem HaKalam, you performed for me a miracle when You guys, like if the brothers say that, are they going to answer Amen or not? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, V'chevet Sherokei, when they saw this, Amro, they said, Achshav Shebeis Avinu, now that our father died, Lu Yistabed Yosef, Yosef probably hates us, V'hashiv Yeshiv Lot, Yashiv Lot is Kalra, Shekwalot also. Right? So they're going to say that Yosef is now going to take revenge on us, right? We also have, so the question is, if, why would Yosef not fully forgive them? So we saw one answer maybe, right? That maybe they didn't ask for forgiveness. Why would Yosef not fully forgive them? So maybe again, they didn't appease him. They didn't ask. He reconciled. Sometimes you're willing to get back together, but not, you may not be obligated to fully forgive unless someone really, you know, Yosef was hurt. And he was, on a personal level, he was hurt. And they didn't appease him, and therefore he did not forgive them because he didn't. Why might Yosef also not be able to fully forgive? Why might he be able to like partially but not fully forgive? Because let's think about who was hurt by this. Yosef was hurt.
His father.
His father was hurt. You know, there's the famous Beis Halevi, right? It's a piece of this. Ani Yosef Ha'oda V'chai. Yosef says, my father's still alive. And they couldn't answer him. So the Midrash explains, Shuba Gether Tami Aflia. He's like, first of all, Yehuda had just said in the beginning of the statement, that my father is, you know, the father was still alive. Because Yehuda was telling the story about his father. He didn't want the youngest son to go. So he knew his father was alive. Mm-hmm. So what is my father still alive? So it's famous in the Midrash, he says, the Heyat Hatema. You know, is the question? Vabalhem Belashin Tmiya is asking in a wondrous language. And Yosef Ha'od Anich Avichai, is my father still alive? Kimatmiya, and he's like he's wondering Vom, and he says, "Eni Mevin Heach Yachol Avi Lichios Ad Ata Mirov Tzaro." How could my father live until now because of all this pain? Now you're telling me we have to return Binyamin because my father is going to suffer. How could my father living with all this pain? Sheni Adem Mimeni Adnas. He didn't know about me until now.
You mean he felt that his father loved him too much?
Yosef's saying, how can you do this? You're so worried. You're so worried about Binyamin. What about Yosef? What about all this time? Did you not think about the pain you're going to cause my father to go through when you sold me into slavery? So in other words, maybe Yosef can forgive what he did to Yosef, but he can't forgive what he did to his father. That's another approach. And the Shemi Shmuel. Right,
there was part of it that Yosef never reached out to Yaakov.
Yeah, that's a separate question. Why didn't Yosef reach out to Yaakov? Again, it could be that Yosef thought he was rejected because no one went after him. He didn't know. I mean, if you think about it, Yosef never knew. Yosef.
He didn't know what his father knew.
Yosef probably thought that his brothers were in on the plan, and he thought his father would come after him at some point. If father didn't come after some point, maybe he was the rejected son. And now
he knew that.
I don't think it's accurate. If your father sends him, tells his brothers are there, and then Yosef sold to slavery, and his father doesn't come after him. Why would his father come after him? I'm saying it's not so clear. You know, Yosef may have thought that he was the rejected one. He didn't know that his father didn't know. He didn't know that his father didn't know that he was dead. So why is the father not coming after him?
So he assumed bad about his father?
He assumed that maybe he was the rejected one. Remember, after every, we know the end of the story. But you understand, in previous generations, there was always someone who was rejected. Yishmael was rejected. Asa rejected. And here the brothers sell Yosef. And Yosef, who's the beloved one, why is his father not going after him?
It's hard to think that way because Yaakov is the one who gave him the ksonet.
I understand. You know? But again, why is his father not going after him?
How would he know? Maybe his father had no idea where he was.
Do you think that Yosef thought that the father, that Yaakov would think that he died? No. Brothers sold him into slavery. So probably his father would say, what's going on? Get him back. See, it's not so unreasonable to assume that maybe that's the case.
But why did he assume that they told the father the truth?
They did. What do you mean they didn't?
No, you said that he...
What I'm saying is Yosef is sold into slavery. and he's and no one's coming to look for him.
Maybe Yaakov did. We don't know.
I understand, but from Yosef's standpoint, he's probably wondering if his father really loves him. Why is he not going after him? So he's saying that his brothers tricked him. I don't know. I'm just saying it's not so unreasonable.
Right, would he assume that the sons came back and said to the father that we sold him?
Maybe, or they're wondering. Yeah, maybe. I'm just saying it's not.
Well, Victor Miller has a different explanation.
Yeah,
he says that Yosef was second in command. Yes,
right.
And he was a very powerful man in Egypt.
Right.
And nevertheless, Yosef was a prisoner.
Right.
And you can see this because when his father died, you have to go ask for permission.
I understand. So, but you're saying he couldn't.
He couldn't
send a messenger. No, he couldn't send the messenger to Yaakov. That's a little hard to say. You couldn't send a messenger.
He couldn't
to Yaakov.
Because you see from the beginning.
Yeah.
When Pharaoh says, "Oh, the Jews are growing and they're becoming a big nation. Oh, we have to be very careful because they can maybe join our enemies." Right. Pharaoh had many enemies. Even in Rio, they had a lot of enemies.
But they say,
if they catch Yosef sending a message,
What
do they say? Oh, who is he sending a message?
Okay.
The second in command, the person who's in power. Well, that's.
I would think that if Yosef wanted, you would think, you know, his brother's sending word. I don't know.
I think that's actually a bigger question. Why did Yosef send word to his father?
Well, that's my point, because that's the question. I'm saying it's Menachem Litag makes this point. It's what he thinks. He thinks that basically, until Yosef hears that his brothers come back, Yosef thinks that basically Yaakov's in on the plan. He doesn't know any better. But anyway, let's go back to our topic. So again, why would Yosef not forgive? Maybe the brothers never asked for forgiveness. Maybe he could forgive what he did to him, but not to his father. Maybe there's a Shemi Shmuel says, "Oy lanu miyom hadin, oy lanu lo matochacha." This is based on this when he said, "Ovi nuchai, woe to us in the day of judgment, woe to us in the day of rebuke." Why is there a kefa lasha? Why is there a double language? Gamakushim for semes, hello, od, lo iskeri lahem, Yosef samachira. Yosef hasn't mentioned the sale yet. He just says, hod avichai. He didn't even say about he didn't even criticize them for the sale yet. So what's this lashon that the brothers couldn't stand with the tocha? Ma'al lashon lehoi yuchoy ma'achim echav lamon batochachto. Why couldn't the brothers stand for his rebuke? What do you simply say? I am Yosef, I want to be chai. What kind of rebuke is that? And basically he goes on to say that they were embarrassed. Why were they embarrassed? They were saying that for all the time that was lost, basically. That's what he goes on to say. The Shemi Shmuel basically says that it's that Yosef could forgive them, maybe what he did, but like the wasted potential. Look at all these years that we lost. Look at all the impact of their actions, and look at the time lost, and that's something that perhaps maybe something again. You can always forgive someone on a personal level, like I forgive you, but at the end of the day, like what was done was done. You can't undo what was done. Yeah. Sometimes you can, but you can't. It's very hard to undo what was done. So there could be reasons again where Yosef, like on some level, forgives them, but he can't fully forgive them, maybe because, again, they didn't ask for forgiveness. They didn't try to appease him. The pain to the father, the impact of their actions, the wasted potential. But I will say, I think Yosef does two different things here. And this is actually very important in terms of how we sort of relate to difficult situations. I once blogged about this. When someone, let's say someone is angry, and if someone's angry at someone, so you can respond in one of two ways. And Yosef has sort of two different responses. He first says, God has a plan. If you're upset at someone, because someone did something to you, and you're angry at that person, and then what do you say? You say, God has a plan. So what have you really done? You haven't really reconciled with the other person. Mm-hmm. What have you done? You said, okay, between me and Hashem, I'm good. Like, I don't have anything to do with this person because this person did bad to me. It was part of God's plan, but I'm not necessarily excusing you. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference when if someone hurts me, so I can say, okay, it's part of Hashem's plan. I don't have anything to do with this. I'm not reconciled with this person because he didn't ask for forgiveness, whatever the case is. I'm not going to reconcile with this person, but it's part of God's plan. That's like, so that, I think that's what Yosef is doing at first. He's saying, you know what? This God had a bigger plan for me. You wanted to do bad, right? That's sort of like one level. But I think, though, you could argue that at the end of the day, Yosef does something else that demonstrates that maybe he does forgive them. In each section, if you look in Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Tezvav, again, after he said it's part of God's plan, you wanted to sell me, but Hashem made me this leader. And what he kisses the brothers, and he cries over them. And then afterwards, he speaks to the brothers. That is different. That's true reconciliation. And the Hamik Dover says, they saw that he saw they were shaking when he saw them. Because the dreams were fulfilled. Maybe Yosef just realized the Perush HaChalom, okay, they said that maybe the explanation of the dream of the 11 stars should be all the time. So, you know, maybe he thought like they'd always have to be in this state of reverence towards him. He can't speak to them normally. Of all, he says, of all, Hu Hera Lahem B'mesha Nashak Osar. But he demonstrated that he kissed them. Ubacha Alem Kederach Ach Imecha. What did he do? He showed emotion. The tears. He cried over them, like one brother to another brother. The dreams are already fulfilled. No longer is he a master. Now he's just a brother. It's the emotion. I think, if I were to read it, I think there were two responses. God has his plan. You're not reconciling with the person. You're just making peace with God. He's like, it's all part of God's plan. When he cries and when he embraces them. And by the way, there's the same thing in Perek Nun. When if you look in Perek Nun, what happens? So if, again, he says, you thought to do bad to me. God had his plan. Okay. I don't know if that's going to do it with them. But what happens in Pasuk Chaf Aleph? Vayinachem al Osam. He comforts them. Vayedaber alibam. He speaks to their heart. Again, the Rabbeinu Bechai is not convinced because he thinks, he said that he doesn't explicitly forgive them. But I think that I would argue that he does two different things here. And I think that how we deal when we're hurt by other people, and sometimes we're hurt so much, it's very hard to forgive, I'm just saying. But there's like two different levels. There's one level which God has the plan, and that I think is not, that's, you're working on yourself. That's about like training yourself not to be angry. That's about Benam Lamako, which it's a level. That's a level.
It's a beginning. You can also
it's a beginning. But the actual full reconciliation, I think, if we say that, if we say there was a full reconciliation, that's Vayinashik L'Chalechem. That's Vayivka Lehem. That's Vayinochem V'Daber Alibo. And I think, again, that's always the ideal. Something's too difficult. Something's the pain is too great. So the pain's too great, so all we can do is, this is God's plan, and I accept it, and I'm going to work on myself to deal with it. I have a mood on Hashem's plan. And sometimes, if the stars align, whatever, we work on the higher level, which I think is happens with Yosef. And we hope, we pray, that he does reconcile at the end of his life.
That's like a well-known mechanism